You know, with the last name of Walsh, you're always at the end of the roll call. So I always like those lines from Jesus that maybe someday I'll be first instead of at the end. I want to talk about interpersonal relationships. And when you study interpersonal relationships, they will talk to us about different relationship rings. Many of us have this ring of relationship of acquaintances, people we might know by name or we know by face when we see them at work or in the neighborhood or in the church community. And so we kind of call them acquaintances. And then there's a middle ring, people that are a little closer to us, frequently our relatives, sometimes our co-workers that we spend a lot of time with, or social groups, maybe even a prayer group. And they know us a little better because we spend a little more time with them. And then there's the inner circle, the people who are closest to us, our spouse, our families, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters. Maybe we have a really good friend that we've had for a long time who know us very well, and they're an intimate part of our inner circle of relationships. The question for reflection today is, what ring is God in? What circle is Jesus in? And where do we bring God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit into our inner circle? Where do we engage them? Do we only engage them when we need something, so we approach God on an occasional basis? We find God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit part of our inner circle because we work to be connected each and every day. We spend time in prayer, listening to the Lord and letting the Lord lead and guide our lives. Let us remember, when we bring the Holy Trinity into our inner circle, it's there to guide and strengthen our lives. Every time we celebrate the sacraments, we're bringing God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit into our closest, intimate circle. Why do parents bring their children to the sacrament of baptism? Because at the beginning of the child's life, we want them to have the Holy Trinity as part of their inner circle of life, to lead them and to guide them and to support them through life. If you look at our scriptures today, they remind us of the work we must do to keep God close, to keep God intimately connected to our lives. Isaiah reminds us in the first reading that God wants to gather all the nations to himself so they can see his glory, so that we can be aware of what good things God does and wants for our lives. If you listen to the second reading in Hebrews, we are reminded that the way we stay close to the Lord is through discipline. We must be disciplined. Disciplined in how we take on the challenges of life. Because when there's trials and struggles and difficulties, we know to stand up, to lift up our hands in prayer and ask the Lord for help and guidance and support. And that happens when we make a point to keep the Holy Trinity part of our inner circle of life. When we receive the sacraments and spend extra time in prayer, it's so that the Lord is there to help us. And we must be disciplined in our prayer. And in the gospel, Jesus says we must be prepared. We must be invested. We don't know the day or the hour when the door to eternal life will be closed, and we will not be able to have a relationship with God in heaven. So if we want a seat at the banquet table of eternal life, we have to keep the Lord close. We must stay disciplined in our prayer. We must follow the ways of Jesus. So let's go back. What ring of relationship do you include God in? The outside ring, the middle ring, the intimate circle? Do we pay attention so that the Lord is with us and guiding us? Is Jesus in our inner circle, so close that when we want to go through the gate of heaven, He is there to take us by the hand because we've stayed connected. Let me end with a story. There was a wealthy woman who had much in life. She had every luxury and was held up with great respect and great regard. And when she died, she went to heaven, and there at the gates of heaven, she received an angel who was there to lead her to her new spiritual home. They walked past several mansions, big, nice-looking homes, and she thought to herself, this is where I'm going to spend eternity. But the angel kept walking and kept leading her past the big homes. They walked down the main street of heaven and to the outskirts. And as they got to the outskirts, the houses started getting a little bit smaller and a little bit smaller and a little bit smaller. And then they stopped in front of a small hut. Here's your house, the angel said. And she said, I cannot live in that. And the angel said, I'm sorry. This is all we could build with the materials you sent up to heaven. So let us pray that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are part of our inner circle of life. Let us be disciplined in preparing ourselves for eternal life by how we live and how we love in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen.